On this episode, I'm going to teach you this one little social media hack or this one adjustment that you can make right now to change everything for you and start actually attracting business when you post on social. When you're posting on Facebook and Instagram, you should be getting business. And if you're not, or you're not getting nearly as much as you think you should, you probably need to make this adjustment. So I'm going to explain it for you right now.
The Massive Agent Podcast. With lead generation tips and strategies to get you more leads and sell more homes.
I love to buy houses. I like to sell houses.
It takes brass balls to sell real estate.
Wait a minute.
The leads are weak. You're weak.
I've had better.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Here's your host, Dustin Brome.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to episode 205 of the Massive Agent Podcast. I am your host, Dustin Brome. I am if you're new to the show, I'm an agent in Salt Lake City. I've been selling homes for about 11 years now. I have a team of agents in over 30 states, a couple hundred agents, and that's a lot of fun. And then I've just become very, really passionate about helping other agents to level up their marketing, level up their lead gen, and attract more clients into their business. You could be the best agent in the world, but if you don't have enough people to work with, you're struggling, or you're just not doing as well as you should be doing. And so if that's your problem, you're in the right place. So welcome to the show. Guys, today I'm going to teach you a little adjustment that you can make that can change everything, okay? And it's really an adjustment in your mind, which will then come out in everything that you post, okay? Super simple stuff, but let me pull up my notes here. Okay, so it's a concept, all right? You really need to start sharing instead of telling, okay? So many agents, and myself included, when I first got into this business, something changes in our DNA when we get our real estate license. It's weird. Like all of a sudden we're like, we must talk about real estate all the goddamn time. Well, then we get on social media and that's what we do. We talk about real estate all the damn time. And what happens? Well, we don't sell a shitload of homes. No. We turn away a shitload of people. We cause them to tune us out because we're just selling at them. Okay. We're not educating. We're not entertaining. We're not giving them anything of value at all. We're posting what we want them to see. So if you guys are posting, if your number one thing that you're doing when you go to post online is posting what you want a potential consumer to see, you're doing it wrong. Okay. You're doing it wrong. I'm going to teach you what you should be doing instead. But if you can walk away from this, this is one of the major things that we taught in the social, in the Massive Agent Social Bootcamp, in both seasons of that. And agents that have made this adjustment and understood this concept, all of a sudden they're like, hey, how come I'm getting like 10x the views or 10x the engagement? Or why am I'm getting more messages from people I haven't seen in 10 years. And some of them want me to come list their house. That happens once you understand that when you go on social media as a realtor, You need to be posting stuff others want to see, not what you want them to see. So before you post anything, okay, and this isn't even the main thing I was going to talk to you about today, but this is super important. Before you post anything, just think to yourself, is this something you're posting because you want people to see it? Or do you think that they'll actually learn something or gain some sort of value from it? Now, be honest about this. And it's okay every once in a while to post something that you want people to see. I'm not saying never do that. But if it's predominantly and overwhelmingly what you're doing, then you are doing it wrong. And no wonder you're struggling. Now, how do I know this? Because I did it wrong for most of my freaking career. I learned the hard way. I'm a stubborn son of a bitch. And I don't learn things. I have to learn things the hard way. I have to learn by doing. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe it's a bad thing. But rather than, like, I didn't have a Massive Agent Podcast to listen to for somebody to shake me and be like, stop posting shit you want people to see. Stop posting your stupid, boring open house in this boring, like, just stop doing that. People don't go to social media to see the front of your stupid house that you're listing. Okay. What they do go for is to be entertained. They go to social media to to escape, right? Most people are scrolling to escape their job, what they're doing at the moment. Maybe once they get the kids down at night and they're just trying to relax and they jump on their phone and they just start scrolling the feed. They're not there for a bunch of heavy thinking. They're not. They want to be entertained. It's honestly, scrolling social media for many has replaced watching TV. It's just a different form of entertainment. So you need to be entertaining. You need to be educating. You need to be providing value so that people actually want to see and hear what you want them to see. Okay. Now, how you do that is where the rubber meets the road. This is where so many of us screw up. This is where I screwed up for many, many years. This is where a lot of you guys are screwing up right now is understanding this. So the way to get it, let's say you are an agent, you want to attract business, but you don't do that by saying, hey, I'm a great agent, call me. If you know anyone who's looking to buy or sell a house, please call me. That's honestly, that's the shit people write inside the stalls at, you know, in public restrooms for a good time call, just the real estate version. So let's not do that. All right. So what you should be doing instead is sharing experiences, sharing stories instead of telling facts. If what you are doing mostly online is telling facts or listing features of what you do, what you offer, you're doing it wrong. Okay. The way that actually do this, if you want to tell people what you want them to hear, you can still do that if you share a story that gets the point across. Okay. Because people love stories. I love stories. Who the hell doesn't love stories? What we don't like is a sales pitch or an advertisement. The crazy thing is the most effective advertisements are the ones that don't feel like ads. Okay. Stories can be ads, but not all ads are stories. All right. So if you are trying to explain that you just launched this new first-time home buyer program that includes this, 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 or this, or your first-time seller program where you include the staging and then you include a home warranty, you include all this stuff, right? Well, how do you get that across without saying, hey, come hire me because we'll include all this shit for you? You do that by telling a story of what it feels like to go through the process. Okay, so you share a story of maybe somebody that you just worked with and what their concerns were and then how you address those concerns and then what was included and then go into detail about why you include those things. So it starts with making a list of what you're proud of. What are you proud of? What do you really want people to know that you offer? What are those things? Make a list of them. Okay, if you include staging, if you do this, that, or the other as part of your platinum listing package, okay, you could just list all that stuff. You could just list it all. Or you explain what each of those things means in a story about your previous seller, Johnny, and how he was super stressed because he's never sold a home before and he's heard horror stories and blah, 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 blah. Tell the story, share the experience so that the seller, the would-be seller, your potential client can visualize themselves in that situation. So if they can visualize themselves in it and they can picture this story happening while you're including the bits and pieces that you include in this package, in this platinum listing package, you're going to get the same point across. They're going to learn the features that you include, what's part of this package. But here's the major difference. They're going to actually hear it. They're actually going to hear it and remember it and internalize it. Okay, they're going to actually think of how that's going to benefit them and how they fit into that. And do they need it or do they not? They're actually going to start thinking about those things because it's a story they were listening to that they could be a part of. It's a very, very big deal, guys. You need to start sharing your experiences. The reason that I wanted to talk about this today on this week's podcast, and oh, by the way, if you're listening here in America, which most of you are, about 95% of you are, happy Thanksgiving. This show is coming out on Thanksgiving. I just want to say I am very grateful to you for listening, for you guys sharing the show, for leaving 5-star reviews on iTunes. Helps us out tremendously. It keeps me going. I love the feedback because I don't know if we're doing a good job. I don't know if we're having the impact that I want to have on you, on your career, and on this industry, unless you tell me. Like, I don't know. Just numbers on a dashboard of showing me how many people are listening don't mean shit. So the feedback that I get from you guys, when you share the show in your stories, post it or recommend it in a Facebook group, means the world to me. So thank you. I'm so grateful. I'm grateful that I've been able to build a career out of doing what I love. And that's marketing, that's lead generation, but also helping others to explode their business. It's just so much more fulfilling. Like for me, that's what gets me up in the morning. The fact that I can make a bunch of money doing it is also fulfilling. So that's cool. And I get to do all this fun stuff. Like I just got this new camera. You guys can see right here, if you're watching on YouTube, the video quality for this episode is infinitely better than it's been in the past, because I'm using an actual legit 4K camera and it's awesome. So we're about to level up our video content dramatically. So if you guys aren't yet subscribed to our YouTube channel, you guys can watch these episodes. Did you know that you can just, if you want, you can watch these episodes in full. Just go to Massive Agent on Instagram. Do that too. But on YouTube, go to Massive Agent and subscribe. And then every time we drop a new episode every Thursday, you'll get notified. And then you can watch these episodes if you'd prefer that. Some people prefer to listen. Some people prefer to watch. Whatever. But we've got both. There's actual decent video quality. Okay. I went off on a total tangent there because of Thanksgiving, which brought me to asking for you to follow, you know, subscribe on YouTube. Wow. Totally shameless. Totally shameless. But here we are. Happy Thanksgiving. Okay. I have no idea where I was, so I'll jump back in where I think I was. I talk with a lot of agents on our team and part of our coaching groups and just on social media. And the biggest frustration is, how come social isn't working for me? How come social isn't working? And it hurts to hear that, because I know what that feels like, because for so long I just posted what people wanted to see, or what I wanted them to see. I thought that social media was a billboard. I thought that social media was for me to post things that benefit me. And I didn't get it for a while that nobody wants to see that shit. So storytelling really, really helps. We were on our team call earlier today, and how did I bring up Thanksgiving? On the team call earlier today, the day we're recording this, we were talking about, how to get other agents to notice what we're doing, you know, like how to grow your teams and how to get your friends to come partner with us so that we can, expand our team and make an impact in their careers as well. And I'm like, guys, you've got to stop posting all these benefits and features and all this stuff. Like, that's all great. But what really resonates with people is the story. Okay. The who, what, when, how, who, what, when, how, when. You guys know, I'm recording this way too late in the evening. I'm not even going to try to say it again, but you know what I'm saying? All the W's and an H. Yeah. All the W's and an H. Include those things, and that's a story. Okay. It doesn't have to be a big elaborate story, but how many of you guys are parents? Like, how many of you guys have just made up random stories spur of the moment where you're really just telling your kids to go brush their teeth, but you say it in a way where it's entertaining to them? They're like, oh, so the little prince grabbed his toothbrush like this, and then he put the toothpaste on like that. Yeah, the little prince did that. And then he brushed for 2 minutes, and they eat that shit up because it's a story. But if you say, hey, go brush your teeth for 2 minutes, go do this, you're telling them. You're telling them. I want you guys to think for a moment about the content on social that really works for you. Okay. Like what do you watch? What resonates with you? What gets your attention? What captures your attention on social? Probably stories. Okay. Stories told through video. I don't know about you, but I've read some really, really long posts on Facebook, on LinkedIn, even on Instagram even though the captions are limited on characters, if it's a compelling, well-told story, I'll read that shit. But I mean, I've watched some videos that were super, super long, what most people would consider long, but it kept me engaged because it hooked me in the beginning, and then it kept telling me the story that I could relate with. But I've also turned off videos after 3 seconds, or I stopped reading a post after one line because it was boring. It just didn't connect with me. It was obviously them trying to tell me something. You should buy our mattress because of this. Okay. Well, how about you? You know what? What got me to buy last Black Friday? Okay. Speaking of Thanksgiving time, Black Friday, Cyber Monday's coming up. Oh God, I better make some more money. I better somehow bring in a few extra bucks, because we're gonna buy some shit. We're gonna buy some $25 hot sauce from Instagram ads. Did last year. Great decision. Truff hot sauce. Good stuff. Sponsor the show. That'd be awesome. Free hot sauce. Whew. Anyways. Yeah. What got me to buy a mattress that I'd never slept on, never even seen in person. I bought a Tuft and Needle mattress two or three years ago, we bought it on Black Friday or Cyber Monday. And it was just from some ads. But the ad wasn't just, look at this bed, it's on sale. It told a story, and it wasn't even a video. It said it through some text, but it was like, do you have a bad back? Does your back pain keep you tossing and turning all night? Well, our bed fixes that. Okay, so that little teeny bit, now I'm paraphrasing, of course, but what got me even looking into this particular mattress was, first off, it was cool because it was gray and not white. It's like this cool gray colored mattress. That got my attention. It's like, when do you see a dark gray mattress, right? So that was kind of cool. But talking about a pain point, my lower back was literally a point of pain for me. And I'm tossing and turning all the time. And sometimes I'd wake up in the morning, my back would be even more sore or in more pain than what before I went to bed, because I was just sleeping wrong. And so that sucked. I was looking for a solution. And then this post, this ad, addressed that for me in just a few sentences. But because it was told in story form, briefly, shortly, but it got my attention and it got me to actually look. If it was just, check out our mattress, we're the best, such a great mattress, look at our reviews, we're on sale, I wouldn't have that mattress. It would have just been, you know, mixed in with all the other mattresses that came across my feed that day, which there were a lot. There were Purple, there's Casper, there's Lisa, there's all the shit, right? But Tuft & Needle did a great job that one day with that one post telling the story in a few sentences. It doesn't need to be a big elaborate thing, guys. I hope that you walk away from this episode understanding that facts tell and stories sell. You've heard it a million times. It's cliche as fuck, but it's true. Facts tell and are boring and cause people to not pay attention because they feel like they're being sold to, which they're sold to all damn day. But stories actually sell because they get attention. They get attention, people engage with it, people will listen. So learn to tell stories through your content. Tell stories by sharing instead of listing benefits. Share, okay? And if you just want somebody to remember that you're a realtor, something as simple as remembering what you do for a living, then share what that means. What do you do on a daily basis? If you're driving across town in rush hour, you have a stack of papers over on the passenger seat of all the MLS listing printouts, and you know you're late for this one because, you know, the traffic sucked, share that. Show in your Instagram stories what that's like. Just like, here's the experience. People will connect with you if you do that. People connect with you if you do that. But if you just say, hey, I'm a great realtor, call me, what the hell is there to connect with? Not a damn thing. All right. I don't want to beat the dead horse even more than we already have. Okay. I think you guys get the point. Man, it's just so obvious of why some people are crushing it on social, why some agents are crushing it on social, and others are failing abysmally. or their failure is abysmal or whatever. It's a big word for me, so give me a break. At least I used it in the right context this time, I think. But if you're not having success, do a self-audit. Be honest with yourself. Go into your newsfeed or go into your Instagram grid. Go into your previous Facebook post history. Go look at all the stuff you've been posting recently. What is it? What does it have in common? Is it stuff that you want people to see? Are they your listings, your open houses, your accolades, your this or that? I mean, my God, some of your Instagram feeds are embarrassing. Embarrassing. They're either a bunch of Canva quotes and nothing but where they can't even see your freaking face, which is really weird. Like, if people can't see what you look like within a second of looking at your social media account, you're dead in the water because you're weird. I don't know how else to say it. You're just a weird motherfucker because they can't see you. People need to see your face. They connect with people, not logos. They connect with people, not five-star reviews. Now, if the person has five-star reviews, awesome. That's good. That's really good. You get the point. Go self-audit. If your Instagram profile is just a bunch of listing photos, what the hell is there to connect with there? What's in it for them? Why would they ever follow you? Now, if you tell stories that are educational and teach people about what can happen in an inspection, how the appraisal process works, what a certain neighborhood is like in the mornings, what traffic is like in this neighborhood in the afternoon, how, you know, a little hack for, you know, getting on this train and then going here, and then here's this great store and this coffee shop and this school. Tell the stories about what it's like to live in that particular area. And then people will be like, oh, I want, that sounds great. Hey, do you have any homes in that area? Like, that area sounds amazing. I never even thought of living there before. Do you have anything available over there? Anything you can show me? That's how this shit works, guys. That's how this shit works. You'll just randomly get a DM from somebody asking you, hey, do you have any homes over there? But first you have to tell the story. You have to share the experience so that people can share that experience with you and remember you. Simple as that. It's as simple as that. This adjustment you can make right now. The next thing you post, before you post, think, am I just posting this because I want people to see it? Or is it something people actually want to see? Now, both could be true. You could be posting something you want people to see. It's something they actually want to see, and you figure out how to share it the right way, and then that's magic. Then it works. And then you're going to start selling a shitload of homes, and you're going to be like, wow, that Dustin dude, I can't believe it, but he's right. Holy shit. So all of a sudden, all these years of listening to the Massive Agent podcast, huge ROI. Huge ROI. Awesome. Speaking of huge ROI, guys, you need to be investing in tools and using the right tools and platforms that take work off your plate and streamline the work that you have to do. Okay. So many of us are looking for, well, I'll speak for myself. I know I'm speaking to a lot of you, but when you're first getting into the industry, you're just looking for what you can afford, what's cheap. Okay. You see all these different, you know, the different websites, the different CRMs, the different sign companies, all this stuff. And you're like, eh, I know they say that's the best, but I'm going to go with this cheaper one. I understand. But cheaper doesn't mean better. Rarely. It rarely ever means better. So if you are trying to level up, if you're listening to this show, you are trying to level up. You are trying to grow. You're trying to continue going to the next level and then again and again. How do you expect to do that if you're penny pinching on subpar websites, CRMs, all those service providers, right? Well, you can't. That's stupid. It doesn't work that way. You need the best tools, the best platforms to help you grow. And if you don't have the right tools, you don't have access to a lot of features that you may need that may make your work a lot easier, a lot more efficient. It may make your lead follow-up and your lead response infinitely more, I was about to say convertible. No, infinitely more effective, but you need the right tools. Now, thank God there's companies out there like Follow Up Boss. Follow Up Boss is a business growth platform. It's a a platform to help agents scale quickly. It's not just a CRM. It's not just a lead response platform. But they're so confident that they are the best in the industry, which if you look at most of the big teams and brokerages out there, they're all using Follow-Up Boss. Big surprise. But they're so confident that they'll let you try it free for 30 days. They're not even going to ask for your credit card. You don't even have to put in a credit card. But you do need to use this link. You have to go to massiveagentpodcast.com/followupboss. massiveagentpodcast.com/followupboss. And you'll get a 30-day free trial. You cannot get that elsewhere. If you go to their website, it's going to be a 14-day free trial, which is cool, but no credit card required. So go take advantage of that. And I promise you, if you're sitting there banging your head against the wall, you're like, why is this so hard? Why does this take so much time? Why am I so like disorganized? You're listening to this podcast right now for a reason. You're hearing this for a reason. So go try it out. Now, once you sign up for the free trial, actually use it. Okay, don't just sign up and then not use it. Use it. Okay, this one little adjustment in your business could change everything for you. It could be the difference between making $85,000 this year and $495,000 next year. I'm not even exaggerating. When you get your shit figured out and everything's working, you can track this, this is organized, your leads are responding, you're going to make more money and you're going to have better quality of life and less stress. I cannot recommend Follow-Up Boss enough. Go check them out right now. 30-day free trial, no credit card required. They've been a great partner of this show. We're super grateful for them on this theme of gratitude on this Thanksgiving. Super grateful for Follow-Up Boss. Give them a try and you will see why you'll also be grateful for them. And honestly, you're going to be kind of pissed you didn't try them sooner. Follow-Up Boss, massiveagentpodcast.com/followupboss. Guys, thank you so much for listening this week. Go out there and sell some homes, close some loans, have some fun with your family, being that this is Thanksgiving weekend. Buy some random hot sauce and mattresses off Black Friday, Cyber Monday Instagram ads. Why not? Some of the best shit's out there. But pay attention to what comes across your feed. Pay attention to some of the ads. The ads that really work, pay attention to why. And you're going to notice a lot of the stuff that we just talked about, and you absolutely can implement it into your own business. Make this slight adjustment today into how you post, into what you post and how you post it. And I promise you, business will take off. Thank you guys so much. We'll see you back here next week for another episode. See ya.